This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It is 8 minutes past 11 this morning here on Power Talk on Power 98.7. We turn our focus now to something that we have been co-creating with you, building up to it with yourselves as people of power, the Power Circle. And today we are going to announce the members of the Power Circle. Of course, you will also get your very own special tailor-made letters, just in case you're thinking, oh, I missed it. Oh, I'm not going to listen in until the end. If you are a member of the Power Circle, you will get that letter coming your way. But it's also important that we recap in terms of, you know, what the circle is all about. And we are going to be joined by the patron of the Power Circle. She's the Deputy CEO of Retail and Business Banking at Absa, Bongiwe Kangeni. And then Sibongile Ganqa, our very own Commercial and Stakeholder Relations Manager, is then going to give us those names. Perhaps let me start with you, Sibongiwe. Good morning. Welcome to Power Talk once more.
Good morning, Lukwana, and good morning to the listeners as well.
Thank you so much. Soon I will say the lady who needs no introduction, because you are now quite a resident part of Power Talks. Sibongiwe, perhaps let's track back again and remind the people of power about the Power Circle, its importance, and what we are trying to achieve with this Power Circle.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Lukon, and appreciate the opportunity to connect once again with the Power listeners and reposition what the Power Circle is all about. So, you know, as a start, as APSA, we thought, you know, this idea of the Power Circle and this partnership that we would create with Power FM really resonated with us on a number of levels. You know, we always talk about APSA being committed to bringing possibilities to life for our customers, the colleagues we have, and the communities that we serve. And so similarly, the Power Circle also wants to empower professionals and thought leaders to take the next step to become leaders in their own fields and reimagine the role that they play, not only in the professional context, but in their communities, you know, as well. So we saw the launch of the Power Circle as a way to enhance, you know, that platform, to give us also an opportunity to better understand, you know, these professionals that are out there on a more personal level, and to robustly engage with them on different topics that would enhance who they want to be. And also, by the way, give an opportunity for people to, you know, to also network. You know, when we talk about APSA, we've got a campaign running right now that says "I can" with APSA.
Yeah.
And I suppose what I'm ultimately hoping for is that people will say "I can" with the Power Circle, because we want to create a platform where people start to believe, where people start to believe that things are possible that they want to achieve, but that they can also learn from those that have already gone before them. As we create a support circle, you know, that begins to support, in particular, the Black professional in this country.
Absolutely. And I suppose, Sibongiwe, I mean, you are talking about the "I can" narrative, and we know that the members of the Power Circle are people drawn from a variety of sectors, people who come from different walks of life. I remember very well when we had that conversation launching the Power Circle, dissecting what power means, and you spoke so well about how power starts at home, in the family, in the household, and all the things that you have to navigate there, because that section of our lives, the home, is an institution on its own. I wonder now, as we are about to announce the Power Circle this morning, as people are listening in, those who might make it into the Power Circle, how do you motivate them to bring into the Power Circle those experiences beyond just their professional experience, beyond just the work that they do today, but to make sure that they enter into the Power Circle as holistic beings?
So firstly, Lukwana, I just want to say a big congratulations to the, I think it's about 30 people that have made it into the power circle. The team shared with me a view of that list. And to the point you made earlier, it's a very diverse group of people. We've got people from the public sector. We've got people who are entrepreneurs. We've got people who are professionals. And so I'm very, very excited that we've been able to attract such a broad range of professionals in their own right. And so I'm encouraging people to come in with an open mind. But obviously people are not coming in with a blank, you know, piece of paper. They're coming in with their experiences. They're coming in with things that they have learned. And so we want all of those things to be brought onto the table to allow for sharing, but also be open to learn. Because I think ultimately this is an opportunity, I think, for people to interact, exchange ideas, to learn, and as I said earlier, to also gain a bit of insight from people that have made it, in whichever part, of the profession that they are in. But even more importantly, you know, we always talk about the fact that it is also important for us to remain grounded and to understand that the impact that hopefully we will continue to have isn't just in the context of work, but that impact goes beyond the circle that we would have created. Because I think if we are able to do that, then we really start impacting the broader society.
And Sisbongiwe, you know, I've had a bit of a glimpse in terms of what concerns some of the people who have, applied to be in the power circle. Quite an emerging theme. I'm sure it emerges on the day-to-day work that you do, but quite an emerging theme, even from people who don't come from the same institutions and organizations, is this preoccupation with organizational culture and what we can do about it to improve it, but also to make it responsive to its employees. I know this morning Power Breakfast was running a poll asking people whether they feel that, you know, the institutions where they work are considerate when they have to, you know, go write exams and do this and that. Seems as if organizational culture is really something that we are going to be grappling with going into the future in terms of trying to decode and understand power, says Bongi.
Of course. Organizational culture is core. You know, people who talk about culture or who are experts in that field will talk about the smell of the place. Now, ultimately, if the smell of the place doesn't resonate with you or it doesn't smell good, you're not going to stay. You're not going to stick around. But I think sometimes we all also forget that culture is created by people. So it's not some amorphous thing, that's out there. Every single individual that's a member of an organization contributes to either the well-being of that culture or creating a culture that is not supportive to growth. Obviously, leaders play a key role in sort of setting the example around the culture that they want to create. But ultimately, in many instances, people experience the culture that you create as a leader within the team that you are accountable for. And so I always encourage people to think about, firstly, before you think about the broader organizational culture, think about the culture you create within your team. Are you the sort of person that your team would want to work for? Because if that's not the kind of, you know, environment that you've created, we can't even begin to talk about the organizational culture.
Absolutely. Sisbongiwe, please do stay on the line for me because we are going to be building up to that announcement this morning. But let me welcome in studio Sibongile. I still can't get used to this. Sbosh.
Yeah.
Commercial and Stakeholder Relations Manager at Power 98.7. Good morning.
Good morning, Lukona. Thank you so much for having me. And you know, where the part of the world where we come from, the Eastern Cape, we refer to one another with nicknames. It's just endearing.
Nickname
basis. Clan
names.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah, so I don't mind the Power 98.7 listener knowing me as Smosh.
Smosh. Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now let's talk a bit before we get to the names. We'll take some, we'll pay bills before getting to the names just to build the suspense of people, whether they've been making it or they've made it into the power circle. But Smosh, there was a journey. People were called upon to apply. It was quite a good response to that call for people to apply. Just give us a sense of, you know, we got a good response in terms of applications. What criteria was put in place to decide the members of the Power Circle?
Sure. And I mean, to start, I think it's important to thank the Power 98.7 listeners for embracing this property Power Circle with so much warmth and excitement, which is testament to the quality of applications that were received. People were really quite mindful about, you know, applying themselves in the questions that we did ask. We do know that they were quite exhaustive, but we're a talking platform, we're a conversation platform, so we really need to, you know, draw out the most out of you.
We got some nice mini essays there.
We got some theses.
People went in.
And I guess that takes us to the point around the criteria,
absolutely,
right? I think what was most fundamental, I mean, we have no doubt that our Power listeners are, you know, learned, they're curious, they know a variety of things. So that wasn't a question. But ultimately, we really wanted to get a sense of just their eloquence around the concept of power and how they locate themselves within leadership discourse, given, you know, where they are in their careers, the work that they do in those spaces, and how they understand that as something that transcends those corner offices, those titles, into broader public value. So we wanted to get a sense of that. And I guess from harvesting those applications, we saw that they do understand that transcendental element of leadership, that, you know, beyond the organization and the lessons that you draw from, you know, the organization and the position that you hold, you can extend that into something that has a broader social value and impact. So these are self-starters, like Sisbongi, you alluded to, you know, they've got their own businesses, they've started their own foundations that are charged with social impact. And also within the organizations that they work for, you know, they're quite intentional about, you know, bringing about positive organizational culture change, like you mentioned briefly with Sisbongi as well. So that's essentially what we went for. People were quite intentional and mindful about themselves within leadership and how they exercise, you know, power and how they engage their proximity to power in ways that, you know, are broadly.
And I suppose these are people who must be able to spare some time for the Power Circle, because my understanding is that you are going to create a tailor-made portal where
Absolutely.
People can interact?
Yeah, shortly it will go live, which takes us to our next. After we've announced these names, we just wanted to create an element of surprise. Of course, just to also indulge the broader 98.7 listenership on who's made the cut. But that portal is going to go live, and it will have a repository of content and things to look forward to and engage on. And it will only be exclusively
I was about
for
to say
members.
That unfortunately it's not going to be public. The Power Circle is quite exclusive, and that's why there was an entire application process. 20 minutes past 11.
Sure.
Let's pay some bills, and then we get to the meat of the matter. Who are the people who have made it to the Power Circle?
Power Talk with Lukhona Mnguni. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
It is 22 minutes past 11 this morning. People of power, let us now find out. You see, now I'm getting lost. Sbosh is going to read us the names of the people who have made it into the Power Circle. And once he has done that, I'll go back to Sisbongi, where there is a meet and greet session that's going to happen, and she'll tell us what she's looking forward to. Unfortunately, most of the Power Circle work is going to be exclusive. We will give you tastes and teasers as we go along here on air, but generally most of it will be exclusive. Now, Sbosh, we're not exclusive because we are classist. We are just exclusive because the circle is of power. Give us the members of the Power
And to
circle.
Reward effort, the effort that these
Absolutely.
30 members put into this process, right?
Absolutely.
So it gives me great pleasure to announce our 2021 Power Circle members, our first cohort, Lukhona.
There we go.
Number one. Are you ready? I hope they're listening. So we've got Bella Ngwenya. We've got Connie Matlejwane. We've got Dumisani Dlamini. Thedi Mafeto. Ingrid Sebate, Kyalebuha Tlaila, Kuputso Huleni, Kumbulani Kalimashe, Kamu Magabane, Lorraine Sihole, Lesiho Maruping, Luandi Lengedane, Matimba Masinga, Mulanga Mapanda, Matabiso Chamane, Mosidi Shumang, Masingita Shavalala, Ganyi Sohlungwa, Kosinathi Tela, Nomsa Mazwai, Uratile Ikanjo, Sandile Skosana, Tobek Anjiza, Tebuho Mashiane, Tusani Mnyandu, Tabang Chilwane, Trevor Ngalo, Vosumzi Nobadula, Zolani Zonyane, and Stembi Somnisi. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you, people of power who have made it into the Power Circle, that initiative between APSA and Power 98.7. Well, in fact, when I played that stimulus song, maybe I should have played the other one. You're waiting for your name to be called. What do you do? If your body was shaking in disbelief, well, this has been the moment. So, Sbongiwe, let's come back to you shortly. You are going to be having some meet and greet, with the members of the Power Circle. What is it that you are looking forward to when the time comes for that?
Well, Lukana, the names have been called indeed. So once again, a big congratulations to the individuals that have made it through this process. I am really, really looking forward to the meet and greet. Firstly, I've seen some profiles around these individuals, so want to put faces to name, want to hear a little more about what drives those individuals and to get to interact in person. And I'm really excited that we are now at a stage where we can do that, despite the continuing challenges that we have with COVID. So I'm really, really looking forward to that person-to-person interaction, getting to know the members a little better, getting to share, with them a little more of what this Power Circle is about and what we hope to achieve. And also, obviously, just indulging in the exclusiveness, of all of this. And so I'm very excited. The 17th of November, I think that's the date that we've agreed, but obviously invites will be sent out to all the members. So very, very excited and really, really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Sbosh, we love umcimbi apekhaya. So you are now promising us that there is a Kwazi Mcimbi happening on the 17th of November.
Yeah.
Is there any teaser that will be out there for people of power broadly?
I'm sure there will be in due course. But right now, the most important thing is that the names are out. So we will communicate with our members. That portal will go live. They will have their passwords so that they can access all the event information and just, a few other internal housekeeping things.
I'm sure you are looking forward to this continued partnership with APSA and Usisibongiwe in particular.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a pleasure to get into these kind of meaningful partnerships, and APSA has been incredible in this process. So we look forward to a wonderful outcome that everybody will derive a lot of value from.
Now, Sbosh, sometimes when you read out names, people can't really make out the profiles of those people.
Sure.
What do we know about, the profiled gender?
Great.
Do we,
I'm so glad you made time for that.
How young?
Intergenerational mix.
Intergenerational mix.
Yes, because this is a space to exchange ideas and experiences.
Politicians
and
are fighting about these things. Youth representation.
No, absolutely. We've been very mindful of that. So there's a beautiful intergenerational mix. You'll see that some of them are in their 30s, some of those overachievers. And then you've got some in, the 40s and even in the 50s. So some seniority in terms of experience and age, but also just for that wonderful exchange of ideas and experiences. From a gender split, again, above 50% are ladies from this list. Multi-sectoral also, but mostly leaning to the financial services sector. There were a lot of applications from the financial services sector, but we've tried to balance that. Some from the legal fraternity, like Sisbongiwe said, public sector, private sector mixes as well, and some in consulting, people who do various things and work on various projects. That's the mix.
Well, Sisbongiwe, I'll blame you for that bias towards the financial services sector, but I'm sure you are quite pleased that, there are people in that space you also play into who are much interested in growing themselves and ensuring that, they tackle the future by investing in themselves.
Yeah, I know. I'm very pleased, with that look on. But I'm also pleased that we've managed to attract individuals across different sectors, because I think we can only grow this country when we have an appreciation of the roles that we play in our different sectors. The public sector has a role, the health sector, financial services. And so I think when we begin to blur the lines across all the different sectors, then I think we stand an opportunity to make this country better.
Sibongiwe, it's always a pleasure. Please keep well.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all the support from Power.
That is Sibongiwe Kangeni, Absa's Deputy CEO for the Retail and Business Banking Division there. And Sibongile, our very own Sbosh. Sometimes when you come on air, people shiver when they hear your voice, thinking that you are introducing changes.
This is getting so old. I'm not that person.
Sbosh, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Shikona.
Well, there you have it, people of power. The Power Circle has not only been launched, it has now been announced. 30 people have made it into the Power Circle, and they will receive their private communication, which will take things forward, make them enter into that portal that's going to go live. Of course, the portal is going to remain exclusive to the members of the Power Circle. From time to time, we'll continue to give you those teasers here on air just to keep you updated as to what is happening in the Power Circle. That event on the 17th of November 2021.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.